Process number 20, turning it over to the manager. When to use this process? When you feel you have too much to do? When you want more time to do more things that you enjoy? Or when you want to become the powerful creator that you were born to be? Current emotional set point range. This turning it over to the manager process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 10, frustration or irritation or impatience, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Imagine that you're the owner of a very large corporation and that there are thousands of people who work for you. There are people who assist in the manufacturing and marketing of your products, and there are bookkeepers, accountants, and advisors. There are artists, advertising experts, thousands of people all working to make your company successful. Now, imagine that you do not personally work with any of these people, but you have a manager who does, and your manager understands them, advises them, and directs them. So whenever you get an idea about something, you express it to your manager, who says, "I'll take care of that right away," and he does, efficiently, effectively, precisely, just the way you like it. You may be saying to yourself right now, "I'd love to have a manager like that, someone I can count on, someone who would work on my behalf." And we say to you, you do have a manager who is that and much more. You have a manager who works continually on your behalf called the Law of Attraction, and you have only to ask in order for this universal manager to jump to your request. But most of you do not see this manager in this way. You have this manager, but you continue to hold the responsibility in your own heart. In other words, you say, "Oh yeah, the Law of Attraction is out there, but I've got to do all the work." And we say, "Well then, what good is the Law of Attraction?" That would be like having a manager that you pay $500,000 a year to who just asks you, "Is there anything you want from me?" And you reply, "No, no, no, I'm happy just to pay you to have that title." Meanwhile, you're out there scrambling around, doing all the computer stuff and all the building stuff. You work yourself into oblivion and are exhausted all the time while your manager is basking on the beach somewhere. You would not do that, would you? You'd put your manager to work. You would delegate to him or her, making requests with an expectation of receiving, and that is the way you must treat the Law of Attraction. Make requests with the attitude of expecting results, and when you delegate in that way, you're doing the only two things that are required in deliberate creation. You're identifying your object of desire, and you are allowing the universe to yield it to you. So, setting goals is like delegating to the universal manager. And achieving the vibration of allowing is like standing back and trusting your manager to set things into place, trusting that when something is required of you, your manager will bring your attention to it. In other words, when another decision is needed from you, you will be aware of it. You're not delegating your life, you're creating your life. You are becoming the visionary in the creation mode rather than the actionary. But there will still be plenty of things that you'll want to do. We in no way want to steer you away from action. Action is fun. There is not anything in all of the universe more delicious than to have a desire that you are a vibrational match to and, in that alignment of your being connected to source energy, being inspired to action. That is the furthest extension of the creation process. There is no action in all of the universe that is more delicious than inspired action.